for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always remember, it's worth a trip to come and visit Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to a broadcast of Live Big Ministries, a ministry of Hollywood Presbyterian Church in Shreveport, Louisiana, where Harry Cooper Jr. is pastor and spirit coach. We're located at 2840 Hollywood Avenue. At Live Big Ministries, we are encouraging and equipping people to live in victory every day, believing in God. We worship each Sunday at 10:30 and hold Bible study each Tuesday at 6:30. If you're interested in prayer or counseling, call us at 318-610-0068. You can also follow us at livebigministries.com or on Facebook. Listen now to a recent message from Pastor Harry Cooper. For just a few moments, as long as the Spirit gives utterance this morning, we just want to talk about ways to praise. Ways to praise. Begin with a little story. In this particular story, is the story of a worship experience that was going on at a mainline denominational church. I won't call it Presbyterian, although they say it was. And at this church, it was in Omaha, people were given helium balloons when the worship service began. So everyone who came in was given a helium balloon. And they were told to release those balloons at some point in the worship service when they felt like expressing joy or gratitude in their hearts. They weren't always touchy-feely kind of people. And so at the end of worship experience, only about one-third of the balloons had been released. And two-thirds of the people who had gathered in a worship experience collectively and gone through all of the liturgies and had gone through all of the sermon and had gone through all of the songs, about two-thirds of the people who had gathered in that room at that time still had their balloon in their hand. They didn't always say praise the Lord. One always a hallelujah kind of group, but they weren't even asked to say anything. They were simply asked, when you feel like expressing joy, let your balloon go. And what I have gathered from that particular illustration is that a lot of people can come to worship and a lot of people can live their life with God. A lot of people can say, oh, how I love Jesus with their mouth or even with their lips, but they walk around holding on to their joy. Now, if you ask them what's wrong, oh, they can give you a litany of that. Well, I got these aches and pains. I got this. I got that. Anybody know anybody like that? You walk around, and here we are talking about a group of believers, but they're walking like they're sucking on sour lemons. Their jaws are tight, and their whole body is tight, and they holding on to joy. And so as I began to contemplate, why would someone hold on to their joy? Why would someone hold on to their gratitude? Why would you keep holding on to that which could have freed you? Why will you not free yourself to be joyful? A couple things. My mind went back to a scene from one of the Star Trek movies in which Dr. Spock's brother was giving people free passage and saying, here, give me your pain and I will exchange your pain for something that is peaceful and something that is euphoric. And everybody enjoyed having their pain go, but Captain Kirk kept holding on to his pain. And they said, why? He said, why are you holding on to your pain? And Captain Kirk said, I need my pain. It's my pain essentially that fuels me and keeps me sharp. And I believe there's some people who are holding on to that which God has said you can let go of. Now, just to be honest, to that particular reference in Star Trek, the next thing that Captain Kirk said was, why does God need a spaceship? Because the guy was saying, you need to give over. I need you to give over your pain so I can take your ship. And it says, well, why does God need a spaceship? So when you're dealing with the God who has everything, God does not need anything, but God offers you to express everything. And when you give your everything to God, the divine creator of the universe, you lose nothing. How can you lose when you give to the giver? You only gain. How can I put it like this? If I have this piece of paper right here, and I ball this piece of paper up in my hand, and I hold on to this piece of paper, guess what? I have this piece of paper. I'm holding on to this piece of paper. I got it, but I can't get anything else because I'm holding on to the thing that I have. But if I then release the paper, now I have the capacity to take on more of that which God has given me. And therefore, God may be calling us not just to hold on to our stuff, but to let what God has given us flow through us to bless somebody else. Because as long as you don't choke the water hose, the water can continue to flow. So often we want to choke it. We want to hold on to it because we believe in scarcity, that if I give it up, I'm not going to have any more. No, it is as if you created the piece of paper, so hold on to the piece of paper. But when you recognize that, one, it wasn't yours, it was granted to you. And so if it was given to you, cannot it be given again? If it was given, the one who gave it to you had the capacity to give, and therefore, as you release it, more can come to you and more can flow through you. And as more flows through you, everybody starts getting blessed. One of the greater challenges of our spiritual journey is that so many people are just holding on to their joy, holding on to their gratitude, holding on to the reasons that they have to praise, that many people don't hear about how good God is. So you think about the people in your life, and how many of the people in your life know more about your problems than they know about your praise? How many people can actually say, you know what? Every time I talk to sister X, Y, or Z, or brother X, Y, or Z, they always leave me with something. One of the things that I have sought to do since 2009, when it was the first time I actually started posting on on Facebook. And when I first started posting, I was going through my own level of a challenging time, but I declared that the one thing I am going to do with this medium is I'm always going to work to post something positive every day. And from 2009 until this day, there have been probably less than 10 or 15 days that I have not posted something that I felt was positive or life-enhancing or life-giving on Facebook. It was because no matter what I'm going through, I know God is still good. No matter what you're going through, it is important for me to influence as best as I can a person to understand God is still good. Just because you're going through hell don't mean you got to stay there. If you're going through hell right now, don't park. Keep the engine running. You're going somewhere else. Remember, you're going through hell, not to hell. So make sure that your engine, your spiritual engine is running and you're not taking on unnecessary stuff and think you start sightseeing in hell. Now you start sightseeing, you're going to prolong your time. What is sightseeing? Sightseeing is starting to complain. Sightseeing is saying all the stuff that is wrong as opposed to recognizing I still got my mind. I still have my soul. I still have my salvation. Whatever it is I have lost, I still got something left. And what happens is when you focus on what you have left, it starts multiplying. When you focus on what you have lost, it starts emptying you. Are you thinking multiplication? Or are you thinking subtraction and division?
It's a math problem.
Being called to understand ways to praise. And I started thinking that maybe some people don't praise, don't spend their energy praises because they may just not know how. Maybe some people hold on to their balloon, hold on to their praise because they don't know how to let it go. So I just want to share a couple things. One person said, I asked God for all things that I might enjoy life. God gave life that I might enjoy all things. Think about that. Lord, I just want you to give me everything. God gives you life. That is all that there is. Author Leo Bascaglia tells a story about his mother and their misery dinner. It was the night after his father came home and said it looked as if he would have to go into bankruptcy because his partner had stolen and had absconded with the firm's money. His mother went out and sold some jewelry to buy food for a scrumptious feast. Other members of the family scolded her for it, but she told them that the time for joy is now, when we need it most, not next week. Her courageous act rallied the family. The time for joy is not when you got it all. It's easy to be happy and gracious and grateful when you got money, clothes, money rolls, cars, and clothes. It's easy. That don't take nothing. But when you're down to your last dime, when you're on a borrowed dime, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to get through the week, how you're going to get to eat, that's the time for joy. That's the time to start counting your blessings, not your stressings. Because if you count your blessings in the midst of your stressings, then you begin to have more blessings. Oh, so 1 Thessalonians says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Giving thanks, it does not mean that everything around you is good. It does not mean you have everything that you want, but it does say as long as you got life and a soul and a spirit to praise, you got everything that you need. And even if you don't have everything that you perceive that you need, why not thank God for the reality that God can provide even more? You wouldn't look at you wouldn't look at the one who's able to give you everything, and because you don't yet have it, be upset that you haven't gotten it yet. Why? Because God knows more about you than you know about you. If God were your cosmic bellhop, and God just every time you ring the little bell, God says, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? What can I do for you? If God was your personal Santa Claus, you might not grow in your spiritual awareness of what it means to be the best you can be in God. Think about it. Anybody remember being a kid wanting stuff that your mama and your daddy just wouldn't give you? Imagine what it would have been like if they really did let you do whatever you wanted to do. Sometimes you want to run out and play in the streets because that's where a lot of some of the other kids were. You just wanted to play out in the street. Well, what if mom and dad said, sure, go out and play in the middle of the street. I want you to go out and play in traffic. Make my life easier. Sometimes parents won't give you what you want because they know you can't handle it. You may not be able to handle all of the freedom that you think you want. And in that same way, you may not be able to handle all of the things that you have been thinking God ought to, should give to you. You've not yet developed the capacity to be able to maintain it once you have it. So if God were to give it to you, you lose it before you even appreciated it at all. Anybody here still spiritually growing? Anybody here still recognizing you not yet made it? See, if you realize that you have not yet made it, then you cannot really expect to be able to handle every possible thing. In the scripture that we read from Matthew 25, the master gave to each one 5 talents. He gave another 2. He gave another 1. He said according to their capacity. So according to your capacity, so even the one who only got one had the capacity to have done more than he did with it. But instead, the one who had one buried it in the ground. In other words, he held on to his gratitude. He held on to his balloon. He held on to what he had, thinking that everything was going to be right if I just give you back what I got. But God, who is the ultimate giver of every good and perfect gift, grants to us so that we might be able to respond with gratitude by giving back to God. So the one who had five said, you know what? I got these five talents. Let me see what I can do with that. He took the five and made 10. The one who had two took two and made 4. In other words, they used what God gave them and it multiplied. When you use what God gives you, it has the capacity to multiply. When you hold on to what God gave you, so God has blessed us to be able to use what we have been given to make even more. Now that's some exciting stuff. Because at first it meant you start counting your blessings. You start acknowledging you have something. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got something. In other words, back in the day, you say, pop what you got. Whatever you got, use it. Whatever you got something. Use what you have for the building of the kingdom. So how do it? You give thanks in all situations. You give thanks to the Lord, for God is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever. That's Psalm 107. You give thanks always for everything, the God and the Father and the Creator, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5:20. Then it says, Psalm 28, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in God and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exalts and with my song I shall thank God. So one of the ways that we thank God is when we sing. We sing and we sing praises to God. That's one way that we give. That's one way that we praise God. Another way that we praise God is in our walk. How do you praise God in your walk? You walk with your head up, trusting and believing that you are a king's kid. So you're able to walk and not be all mealy-mouthed and all namby-pamby. You're able to walk with confidence, and your confidence is a praise to God, because it's saying, God, even though I'm stressed out, I'm blessed out. And then you praise God because not everybody's stressed out. I'm cautious about understanding that. Some people have been so blessed that you don't remember the last time you were really stressed. I mean, maybe you lost a loved one and then that stressed you out a little bit, but for the most part, you haven't been stressed in years. Praise the Lord. So this message is for you to really let your balloon go. I mean, at the moment you walk in, the moment they handed it to you and told you what to do with the balloon, should have been that moment right there. Lord, I just want to thank you. Not for what I need you to do. I want to thank you for what you've already done. I just want to praise you. Yes, I've got a reason to joy. I got a reason. Yes, I got a backache, but I still got a back. Yes, I got a toothache, but I still got a tooth. Yes, I got a headache, but my head is still attached to the rest of my body. I'm going to thank you for what I have. I just want to thank you because of who you are, not necessarily just because of what you have done. I just want to thank God for being God. Thanking God for being God. So here's some ways. Praise. Ways to praise. Thank God. Just thank him. Take a moment just to say, Lord, I just want to thank you. You could take this moment to do that. Think about something God has done. I just want to thank you. You don't have to be specific until you go home. But when you go home, I want you to try to think about as many things as you can think about in 5 minutes and spend 5 minutes thanking God. Lord, I want to thank you for running water. Lord, I want to thank you for indoor plumbing. Lord, I want to thank you for electricity. Lord, I want to thank you for cable. Lord, I want to thank you for Netflix. Lord, I want to thank you for shoes on my feet. Lord, I want to thank you for feet that I can put shoes on. Lord, I want to thank you for a prosthetic. I mean, I want to thank you for glasses so I can see better. Lord, I mean, spend 5 minutes just running down things that you want to thank God for. And I promise you, when you get through with that 5 minutes, you will feel a sense of upliftedness. And more importantly, the divine will be grateful for your gratitude of recognizing that everything you have been given. You want to be thanked God? Bless somebody else. You're grateful for what God is doing in your life? Bless somebody else. Write someone a thank you note. Send a postcard. Pack your lunch and then give it to someone you come across on the way. So pack two lunches. And so you write, you say, well, what do I do, Pastor? Well, if you've ever been down Texas Street, go down Texas Street, across from the courthouse, take yourself a sandwich, or go across the street to Subway, buy a sandwich, walk down the street, and I promise you, you will not walk one block before you find somebody who you can give that sandwich to. A way to be a blessing. Smile so that someone else can see it. Smiles are contagious. I mean, have you ever looked at somebody who was checking you out at the register? They sitting there, their jaws tight. $17.50. Smile at them. Look at their little name tag. I mean, and now, I mean, you can make some funnies. I mean, you're laughing at nobody's name, but I'm telling you, some of these name tags are like, I don't know whether I need to read that phonetically, or is your name Jamarion Nishikinaka, or Shalamika Nikanaka? I mean, I'm just going to call you Alphabet. Because you guys, I don't know where the vowels and the apostrophes are supposed to go. I'm Alphabet, child. But I mean, just smile at them. So if you have to look at their name just to find a reason to smile, and like, hey, you know, hey, Jay, because I can pronounce the first letter. Hey, L, how you doing today? I hope you're having a great day. You got plans for this evening? I hope so. God bless you real good. That makes them feel like a person. Go to Walmart. Anybody ever been to Walmart? Yes, you have. go to Wally World and see the person who's often stocking the shelves and say, you know what? I just want to thank you for putting the things on the shelf. Now, they may look at you like you're crazy because they probably don't like that job. I'm just saying, they like having a job, but that ain't the job they necessarily particularly appreciate. But if you let them know that their job has meaning to you, then it might give them a little bit more boost to be a better stocker than they were before you blessed them with a positive word. I'm talking about making people people. These are ways you praise God by blessing those whom God has made. Buy a lottery ticket for a homeless person. It's just something to do. I mean, how would you love it? Would you not love it if you read on the news, homeless man wins $1 million? And you see that picture on TV, and you're like, oh, boy. I gave around the wrong ticket. Finding ways to take joy in somebody else's blessing. I mean, bless somebody. Make a friend their favorite meal. You find out that your friend likes, I don't know, whatever their favorite meal is, spaghetti bolognese or bolognese, and you go and make out some spaghetti bolognese and you just give it to them. They didn't ask for it. You just knew it was their favorite meal and you drove it by them. and gave it to him. Take a picture for a tourist. Donate a week of your life to a good cause. Give something or an extra tip. Leave an extra 2% on the tip. Just ways of praising God by blessing others. Question is, what have you created for yourself and others? When you bless others, you create for yourself because you have an attitude of gratitude. You're living with an attitude of gratitude. You're able to then, it's almost like you become a magnet for that which is good because you're committed to doing and being good. This is why the scriptures teach us, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So you don't stop doing the right thing. You don't stop blessing just because you have some stretching. You continue, for God remains good and worthy of all that you could possibly give unto the Lord. Devote yourselves in prayer, be watchful and thankful in all you do. What am I saying? These are just some ways to praise. So you think about it. If you had a balloon right now, how many of you would still be holding on to your balloon? Would you have let it go yet? Would you have found the reason to have joy yet? Would you have found the reason to smile? Would you have found the reason to say, I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you forever for all you've done for me. Lord, you've done so much. I just want to thank you. Not based on what I have, but based on who you are. Ways to praise. Jay-Z said it like this. Well, I'm going to change it just a little bit. 99 problems, but my praise ain't one. I got 99 problems, but my praise ain't one of the problems I might have. I'm going to praise through to the breakthrough. I got 99 reasons to thank God. I have 99. I can think of 100. I can think of 110. I can think of being grateful right now that we're inside a sanctuary and not outside. I thank God that there's a few cushions on the seat because you've been sitting for a little while now. You could have stood up. You could have started jumping and shouting and praising, but you chose to remain seated. God is so good. We give God glory, honor, and praise. So as you go into Thanksgiving, live big, live in victory every day, believing in God. You are victorious. You are victorious. You have so much of what God has deposited in you that you can never run out of God's blessings. God never runs out. God never runs out. Just share with us for somebody. God never runs out. God never runs out. And so we start praising God. If I was in Germany, I say Danke schön. If I was in France, I say Merci beaucoup. If I was in Mexico, I say Muchas gracias. If I were in America, I say thank you. So many ways to say thank you. Much obliged. Thanks for the hookup, God. Thumbs up. It's real. I'm grateful. I got an attitude of gratitude.
Let's go! Come on!
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
With great